Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Bellarosa, award-winning singer, songwriter, filmmaker, author. You can find out more about me on my website, dianabellarosa.com. As well as find out about my books, my art, my filmmaking. And I was a jury in Bollywood a week ago. I watched almost 70 movies. So thank you so much to India. India, my heart is with you, and my dream is to come and visit your country. And thank you for recognizing my work and for all the awards I have received. So, I feel so honored, I feel so happy, I feel so grateful. And talking about happiness, today I'm going to cover happiness. How important is happiness for a healthy and happy life, and where to find it? A lot of people are having a lot of problems with finding happiness without realizing that a happiness is inside job. This is something that you need to find it inside yourself. Everybody is working outside of themselves. They're working in a partner. They're working into things that are going to make them happy. And if you're not happy inside, finding happiness outside is going to be a temporary thing. It's like you have empty glass inside yourself and you try to fill it from outside. And the way to do it, most people are going shopping, overspending. Other people are changing partners. Other people go on vacations, which is a healthy thing to do. But the thing is, you can have millions and billions of money, and we have seen stories of celebrities who have billions of money and they buy and overbuy stuff and still cannot feel the emptiness inside. There is something going on inside you that you need to address and you need to get help so you can correct it. And life without happiness is like emptiness. Emptiness, and you need to find a way to be happy for yourself, to enjoy your company, to enjoy the things that you do when you're alone. You need to do the work, and a lot of people refuse to do that, and they just refuse to acknowledge the fact that they have some kind of issues, and they need to correct these issues. And before they get in some kind of a relationship even, and relationships is about take and give. It's not about take, take, take. And don't expect the other person to fill your glass. Two filled glasses to the top make explosion, make great relationships. But when your glass is empty, you cannot have that. And usually we know how this ends up in disaster. There are some things you can do. You can do meditation. You can ask your question, why am I feeling like this? What I can do to correct it? And in order to ask these questions, first of all, you have to acknowledge that there is a problem. And from what I see from some people, they repeat the same pattern of behavior and thinking and perceiving life without realizing that they're the problem. And we live in a time where things are not very easy because of all the things that have changed after COVID. And we need to, in order for us to have a life, like fulfilling life, we need to go inside ourselves. And we need to start working on ourselves instead of repeating the same thing like you are like a hamster on the wheel and trying to get somewhere. At the end, you end up on the same spot. So think about the things that you are doing that is hurting you and hurting others at the same time. And for what they have stumbled upon, people like this, they hurt others. And because the thing is they don't have love for themselves and they haven't addressed the issues that they need their attention. And strongly recommend to these people to find help when it comes to life coaching or some kind of a psychiatrist, because sometimes the issue could be deeper than what we see on the surface. So you can also reach to me, talk to me. My website is theannabelleworoth.com. I'm everywhere. And you can schedule a consultation with me, which is free. And I have helped thousands and thousands of people, and I'm absolutely sure that I can do the same thing for you. So before you get in any kind of a relationship, before you try to build life with somebody, make sure that you are healthy and make sure that the things that are making you feeling not how it's supposed to be, to feel, if you're resentful, if you're jealous, if you're constantly on a negative way of thinking, there is got to be something wrong inside. And my advice is, again, find help or try to go within. And I have a book called The Light Within available on Amazon, which I definitely, definitely recommend. It's based on my life. And I'm sure it's going to help you because it has exercises inside, everything what you need to know so you can do the work by yourself. So here is some tips here I found. What are some secrets on how to find happiness? And I have to tell, if you're not completely healed and if you're not completely happy with yourself and you experience like temporary happiness, eventually you're going to lose it again and you're going to go down the drain again, I call it, if you haven't done the work completely and you haven't healed all the parts of yourself. So here are some tips. Recognize that you have choices. While you can't prevent many of the difficulties that you encounter in life, you can control how you respond to them. You'll be more content once you begin to see happiness as a choice, rather than as a good fortune that only some people enjoy. I can give you myself, for example, again. And it's a decision you need to make. And I make decision every day. I'm going to be happy today. And I'm going to deal with all the problems that are surrounding me in the moment in a positive, healthy way. I'm not going to allow all these things to completely dissolve my happiness and suck everything that makes life look like it's a burden instead of something wonderful. So it's really important to understand that everybody has problems. It depends how you look at the problems. That's how the problems are going to look at you. So you have to practice this. You have to practice, and I'm absolutely confident that you're going to be able to deal with it. Practice gratitude. Even during the most difficult life experience, there are often things to be grateful for. Acknowledging what's good in your life is an essential step in learning how to live a happy life. That's what I'm telling people. Think about the wonderful things in your life, like if you have supportive family that is always for you, happy to help, supportive friends, good things that are happening in your life. Concentrate on the small things so you'll be able to feel much, much better and you'll be able to see life from different perspectives. Forgiveness. Anger towards yourself, towards things that have happened in your life, or anger toward other people can be significant burden. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's very true. When you can let go of anger, You may begin learning how to be happy with yourself, absolutely. Mindfulness, become aware of the role your thoughts play in the quality of your daily life. Focusing on the bad things and negative emotions can be destructive. You can learn to be happier when you stop dwelling on the negative and focus more on the positive things. Absolutely. Friendship. Feeling included in a community of friends can be an important part of living a happier life. Without the love and fellowship of friends, loneliness may become a factor that can detract you from health, happiness, and overall well-being. Absolutely. Absolutely. When you're happy inside yourself, when you are using this happiness to connect with others, it's going to bring the right people in your life and it's going to help you build a community of people who are supportive, who are loving you for who you are. But being resentful, always complaining, being drama, and all of these things are not attracting the right friends in your life. At the same time, it's pulling you down. It's pulling you down and you can end up experiencing anxiety and loneliness and, of course, seeing life from dark glasses. Rest. Getting the right amount of sleep is important for feeling refreshed and focused, but losing sleep can also impact your mood. You can help your guilty of life by practicing good sleep habits and getting plenty of uninterrupted rest. Really important too. Movement. Exercise stimulates your blood flow, which can help you feel better. Absolutely recommended. While some people enjoy very intense exercise and the endorphins it can generate, even a small amount of movement is beneficial and can help improve mood, lessen stress, and improve sleep. Sunshine. Sunshine typically makes people feel happier. Take advantage of sunny days by getting outside. But don't forget the sunscreen. If your environment is often without sun, lamps that are specially designed to mimic sunlight may be an option. Don't stay closed at home, even a little bit of sun. Here in California, we haven't had a lot of sun lately, but I go out and I get some sun from outside, and it helps a lot. It kind of boosts your good mood and makes you feel much, much better. Cleanliness. Keep your work and home space clean and free of clutter maybe help lift your mood. For example, some people are happier when they arrange furniture and spend day cleaning out a closet. If you're feeling crowded in your space, try a little cleaning and organizing to see if that boosts your happiness. Small wins, part of learning how to be happy with yourself comes with life experience. Try to set and work toward achieving some goals. Start small, find a goal or two that are relatively easy to accomplish. Have a plan in place for how you will achieve them. Achieving goals can help boost your confidence and with it, your sense of happiness too. Finding happiness is different for everyone. Try making a few small changes a day that help you feel better when you do that. Over time, they become good habits that can lead to happier and healthier you. Absolutely, absolutely true. So these are the steps you need to take to make yourself feel happy. Don't allow happiness to leave you. Change your mindset. Stay strong. Every time you win, I call it win, and feel good, you are becoming stronger and stronger. And know how to cope with all the obstacles that are surrounding us in a positive, empowering way. So my website is theannabellaroth.com. Don't hesitate to reach to me. I have several classes too. I have my book, The Light Within, available on Amazon. And I wish you an amazing weekend. Be loved, be kind, be compassionate. Thank you to everybody who is following me, who is liking, and please comment under this podcast and the other ones. They're available to download for free. I'm doing this for you from all my heart and soul. And be happy, be healthy, do your exercise, do your meditation, do everything that makes you happy. and do things that are bringing you closer to achieving your goal, because everyone should have a goal, because everyone have a gift given, and they should definitely mandatory develop. Thank you so much. I love you, and I wish you an amazing weekend.